Hello and welcome to the Missouri Corn Growers Association Corn Talk. And our subject this week is the Missouri River Annual Operating Plan and how that might affect people in agriculture around the state. With me on the phone is Paul Gross, who is from Quarter, Missouri, and he is a member of the Missouri Corn Growers Association Board. Paul, tell me a little bit about your where you're from and about your operation.
Yes, my address is Quarter. I'm in West Central Missouri. Farm about 1,500 acres, mostly half and half corn and beans, and have some hogs on the side to feed the corn to. And I've been on the Missouri Corn Growers Board for 4 years now.
Our subject today is the Missouri River Annual Operating Plan, which comes out from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and about some of the concerns that Missouri agriculture might have about some of the provisions in the plan. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about what's in this plan?
The history is that years ago, the Corps of Engineers' job was to maintain a navigation channel in the Missouri River and to work on flood control. And then several years ago, that plan was just completely reversed, and now their job is to try to save three endangered species. One in specific is the pallid sturgeon. And to do this, they're proposing spring rises on the Missouri River. The first one we don't necessarily want, but we could live with. The second one will come when most of Missouri farmers are putting their crop in, and be in May. It's at a time when we will be getting our own rains anyway, and it's likely to cause the river to come high enough to close the floodgates, and as soon as the floodgates along the river close, we'll start to have losses in the river bottom fields. It's mostly an experiment with these spring rises to try to encourage the pallid sturgeon to breed. This is an experiment that is going to cost Missouri river bottom farmers, in some cases, their livelihood.
Now, the Missouri Corn Growers Association and several other groups in the state, agricultural organizations, have been actively keeping an eye on this issue and have been providing input at meetings that have been held, public meetings, to gather input on this issue. How much input do farmers and farm organizations actually have into this process?
Everybody has a right to either make personal public comment or to send in written comments on it. The agricultural organizations have been very involved in it.
Now, there is a place where people can send in written comments, I understand, to the Water Management Division of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Omaha, Nebraska. Those comments will be accepted through December 1st. Now, Paul, is there any other advice that you would give for growers out in the state, for any growers or producers who might be affected by this, if not directly through flooding of their fields that might impact their production, but also as far as transportation issues are concerned? Is there any advice you'd give them?
Everybody needs to be involved and stay involved. This has been a battle that's been going on for probably 10 years now, and we just need to stay with it. The river valley, the river bottom farmers are just directly affected. They can lose their farms. They can have their fields flooded out, but all of rural Missouri is dependent in some way on the Missouri River and the elevators along there. Small towns in the valleys, in the valley and close to the valleys, are very dependent on it. Everybody needs to be involved in this.
Thank you very much. That's Paul Gross, who is from Quarter, Missouri, and he is a member of the Missouri Corn Growers Association Board of Directors. For Corn Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.